The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Have we ever missed the mark? Sin, is it a living entity? How bad are these tornadoes? I want to know if I'm being sucked up before the show is over. And how do we defeat our own Goliaths?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Well, here you go. You have something that a California boy is not quite used to. You have different tornado warnings going on. You have different tough weather out there. If you're listening to this show, you can kind of tell it's not the normal introduction. We are safe here at the studio as long as Wonder Julie is at the helm. And since she's done weather for years, if she starts freaking out and runs out of the booth, then you're going to find me maybe having a different tone. But until then, I want to tell everybody that's listening, if you're driving, calm down. Don't be aggressive while you're driving in this kind of weather. It's if it's not necessary to go into other lanes to get somewhere, try not to do a lot of lane changing for nothing. Also, follow all the guidelines that they issue. Now, I'm not as familiar as most people are going to be, but I know you don't want to be hanging out by windows. You don't want to be hanging out in places that are, you know, potentially dangerous. You don't want to go to buildings that are kind of under construction. You want to just be safe, okay? So that's part of this show today, and we just want you to be safe. More important that you be safe than you listen to what I have to say today, right? Unless you're not saved, and then it's really important for you to listen to what I have to say, especially if anything potentially could happen to you. All right, so we want to make sure that people know what's going on. We want to give our sponsors their due, but we do not know throughout this hour how many times they're going to cut in and out. Because of that, we will try and do our best to make sure you know what's going on with our sponsors and with our sponsorship and with the teaching. But if you hear that noise, it's coming on the radio, and we're not going to try and stop it. And I do not want you to watch or listen to me versus listening to those type of things. And I don't want you watching The Bachelorette versus watching what's going on with her. Okay? Got it? All right. I just want to make sure you know where I'm coming from in that. Again, see, for us, it was earthquakes in California. But you know what would happen is they go, oh, and then it'd be an earthquake. And an earthquake is over because you never had. It wasn't like they had, like, advance notice like we got going on here. Okay. Shout out to Dr. Brandon Brown. Thank you for seeing my wife today. I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but he is in charge of the Richardson Division of the Specific Chiropractic Centers. So if you are a person that's in pain, we want to lift up Dr. B to you. Encourage you to get in touch with him, 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. That's the B noise, right? You can barely hear it. There it is. B. B. That's for Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown. We're going to go with Dr. B because I like that tag and that's a good way to do it. We also have Flight of the Bumblebee, but we're just going to survive this show.
Does it make you want to talk really fast when I play that?
Yeah. Go ahead. No. Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. Oh, sorry. That was old Steve Martin routine. Anyhow, Dr. Brandon Brown, Richardson Division of the Specific Chiropractic Centers, 972-454-9363. That's 972-454-9363. Looking forward. I actually need an adjustment terribly. My back is all like, ooh. Wait, am I still there? All the static goes in and out. It's so much fun. I love live radio is by far the best. Okay, you know what we're doing today? We're talking about Goliath, but not the normal Goliath. How's that? We're going to talk about Goliath in your life. Do you notice how there was a David and Goliath, and then you'll see people that'll go on the news, and even just recently, you'll have lawyers get on the news, and they'll go, well, I defend David against Goliath in the courtroom. Hey, guess what? We don't need a lawyer to defend David versus Goliath. David defeated Goliath with the Lord. So we don't need some lawyer taking on the cause trying to act like God. That's not what we're looking for. But what I do want to talk to you about is in our lives, there are Goliaths from time to time. And we're going to discuss what I'm talking about and how that applies to us personally. But before we do, I want to read you a scripture and I want you to hear what it has to say. This is really important. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24 says, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. What did the blood of Abel speak when Cain killed him? It spoke vengeance, it spoke justice, it spoke murder. But what does the blood of Jesus speak that's different than the blood of Abel? Jesus' blood speaks grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Whereas Abel's blood was crying out for justice, Jesus' blood cries out for forgiveness. That's the difference between Abel's blood and the blood of Jesus. Jesus laid down his life willingly. He offered himself as a sacrifice. He made the decision to do so, and he yielded himself. And everybody that has faith in the testimony that God has given regarding his son can receive eternal life and the righteous life of Jesus Christ. He died for your sins. He rose again for your fellowship with the Lord. The bottom line is that through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, there is an opportunity for you to have a relationship with God, not just to think of God as some gaseous concept on Pluto, but to actually have a relationship with God. Let me tell you something real quickly. I want you to imagine, just because it helps a little bit, a bridge. And that bridge connects two places. Well, in truth, Jesus is the bridge between God and you. And you need to use the Jesus bridge to get to the Father. Now, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have never said to him, and yes, in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says to receive him, to accept him. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, now is the time. Not later. Oh, I'm going to do it on my deathbed. You hope. You may not want to miss that opportunity, because if you miss it, yikes, that's a long-term miss. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. And if you have never made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, to kneel before Jesus Christ, to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and live and be the Lord and Savior of your life, now is the time. Not 1 hour from now, not 1 day from now, not 1 month from now, right now. You're being given an invitation to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and to ask him to come into your life and take over. And if you're a believer out there and you know you've done lots and lots of wrong, but you're trying to get back on track and you think, man, I need this fresh start. I need this fresh renewal. I need this whole thing to, I need a reboot. Now is the time, not later. Right now. Ask the Lord to come into your life in a fresh, new manner and be a part of everything you're doing and confess that which you have done. Just acknowledge. You don't have to name everyone. Just say, Lord, I've done it wrong. We try to make this a big deal. It's not. You don't have to name and enumerate every sin. Tell the Lord the truth. I've done a lot of wrong, Lord. I've done a lot of stupid things. I've said a lot of stupid things. I've thought a lot of stupid things. And what I need is your forgiveness. Ask him to come and bring that forgiveness, because the blood of Jesus speaks grace and mercy and forgiveness. When Cain killed Abel, that blood screamed for justice. When Jesus laid down his life, he laid down his life for you, and that blood screams forgiveness and mercy and grace. I don't care what you've done. It's not greater than the blood of Jesus. A wise pastor said, Jesus is a better savior than I'll ever be a good sinner. He's a better savior than I could ever be a sinner. Just think about that. If this is a moment where you just need between you and the Lord, and don't close your eyes if you're driving. If this is a moment you need between you and the Lord, just be honest. Just say, hey, I'm a mess. I need some help. I need some grace. I need some mercy. I need some forgiveness. I need it through Jesus Christ. And you know what? You'll get it through Jesus Christ. Be honest, be forthright, and let the grace and mercy and forgiveness of God cover you. I'm going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. And yes, we know it's staticky. Yes, we know it's going in and out. Yes, we know. If you're a person who can listen online, the online might be clearer, but it's staticky for all the reasons you would think it'd be staticky. And there's not a lot we can do about it, and we're not going to do anything about it because I want to be able to hear the brakes. If there's any emergency sirens going off, I want to know, and I want you to know, so you can either turn it down and just try and listen to the annoying part of my voice or just wade through. That's all I'm going to give you. I'm not giving you anything else. We're not going to do our sounds for our I guess we could probably do the sound. You want to try and do a sound? Let's do. Can we do? I want to talk about my friend John.
Big John. Big John.
Yeah, that works pretty good. All right, so guess who's going to be really busy? John is. So if you're thinking this is a serious storm, I need to have my roof checked. Guess what? Have your roof checked. My son has his roof checked. And you know, John did exactly what they said they were going to do. They went through everything. They went through the fence lines. They went through all of the stuff on the roof, the gutters, everything. And his roof was good. And he said so. Roof is good. All solid. All good to go. Cost nothing to get that inspection. So they just went over there, rang the doorbell, made sure that they knew they were going up on the roof, went up on the roof. And 10 minutes later, they were down off the roof. They wrote up an inspection. Bam. That's all there was to it. The blessedroofingcompany.com is their website. Blessedroofingcompany.com. 469 blessed. 469 BLESSED. 469 blessed. A free inspection, of which many of you are going to need some roof review, especially prior to this storm and because of this storm. And oh, by the way, I looked at the weather. There are other storms coming. So I'm just saying, if you need some roof help, there is somebody that is there to help you. 469 blessed. That's all we're going to give you there. All right. We're going to do something we haven't done much of. Well, that's not entirely true. We're gonna do an analogy teaching. I want you to think about what I'm saying. We're doing an analogy teaching. What does that mean? That means I'm going to take an event in Scripture and I'm going to tie it. Remember what I'm doing. I'm not teaching expository yet. I'm teaching an analogy process, which will take Goliath and assume there's a Goliath inside some of your lives. And why am I doing that, or how am I doing that? Here's how we're going to go about that. We're going to talk about the Goliaths in our own life. What are those Goliaths? Hebrews chapter 12, the last part of the verse. It talks about our besetting sins, and it says in the NIV, and the sin that so easily entangles. You know, some ministries don't like talking about sin. You're listening to the wrong one. I don't like to talk about sin, but I'll talk about it because I have been involved in sin. I am being freed from the power of sin, and I will be freed from the presence of sin. That is salvation in the justification, sanctification, and glorification process. In the meantime, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the author of Hebrews talks about besetting sin. A besetting sin, or a sin that so easily entangles us, guess what that is? That's the thing that we do in our lives. That's the thing we think in our lives. That's the thing that's inside of us that we hardly ever tell any other human being, that is all that surrounds us, that every time somebody says big sin, that's what you think of. When I say big sin, what's your big sin? Oh, well, sometimes I don't give the change back from McDonald's. That's not your big sin. Oh, well, sometimes I yell at the television. That's not your big sin. Oh, well, sometimes as a married man, I look at another woman and I lust and then I commit adultery with her in my heart. Bingo! Get it? Bottom line, people struggle with different kinds of sins that entangle them. You're thinking, well, no, you can't struggle with sin because it says that we're free from the penalty of sin. Yes, we are free from the penalty of sin. That's called justification. And now God is enabling us to see that through Jesus Christ, we can be free from the power of sin. And that's what he's talking about, the author's talking about sin that easily entangles us, not entangled in the past, but entangles us, current context. What's the problem? The problem is some of us don't think there's any deliverance for that. And we have given up the ghost, so to speak. And we just think, I'm never going to get over that. Some people have gotten involved in their sin over 20 years. And it seems like if you're not going to get instant deliverance, forget it. But you know what? Through Jesus Christ, there is the power not to be stuck in the power of sin. that in Jesus Christ there is a freedom. Now, I know you don't operate it perfectly and you don't do it every day perfectly, but the power through Christ to overcome sin is available to you right now. This isn't like a diet where you go, oh, I'll start after Thanksgiving. Okay, you know what? I'll start on Monday so that I can keep sinning through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because Monday's like a refreshing start day. Wrong. The problem there is that that's wrong. The problem there is that is not cool. Let me tell you something about sin that you've probably not heard before, and I'm gonna get a couple of emails on this. Let me show you something in Genesis chapter 4. Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some fruit of the soil and as an offering to the Lord. Abel also brought an offering, fat portions, from his flock. So it brought some fruit of the soil. Abel also brought offerings, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked on favor with Abel and his offering, but with Cain and his offering, he didn't look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. And the Lord said, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? If you don't do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. Ready? Sin in Scripture is also portrayed as a, not just a principle, but a living entity. It desires to have you. It's like a cancer inside of you that lives and eats away at everything that's good. And God told Cain, dude, that stuff, that's going to eat you up. That's going to tear you apart. That's going to ruin you. And a lot of us are like, well, I've gotten along so well with my besetting sin for so long. Why should I change now? And the answer is because God doesn't like us actively sinning. And God wants us to fight against sin. So for those of you that are thinking I can just get by and skate on the forgiveness, you're directly being disobedient to God and you're directly being defiant, and you better not sit there and say, well, I can just get along and do whatever I want. Oh, by the way, why doesn't God answer my prayers? Okay, well, I can tell you because you're being defiant. I mean, I don't, you know, it's not genius. This isn't scholarly level. This is, sin is trying to become partners with you, and if you let sin become your partner, one, it's your decision to do so, and two, you don't have to do that. You have the power through Jesus to overcome sin. What kind of sin are we talking about, Dave? Name it. You talking about drinking? You talking about smoking? You talking about doing drugs? You talking about sex? You talking about stealing? You talking about lying? You talking about coveting? You talking about murder? You're talking about excessive anger? You talking about all the things that you might get caught up in? Through Jesus Christ, you are not required to obey it. You don't owe sin anything. And if you make a decision in your heart and in your mind through Jesus Christ to do better than you're doing, God will partner with you in that and teach you through Christ how to overcome sin. And just in case you're wondering, well, Dave, are you trying to say that everybody who's a Christian is sinless? No, I am not. But if you're genuinely a Christian and you know there's an area in your life that's all messed up, guess what, dude? Guess what, dudette? You should be coming before the Lord if you're earnestly a Christian saying, help me do better. And he will. He'll help you do better. But you're going to have to be honest, just like I said in the last segment, and you're going to have to be earnest. You know what a sin is that a lot of people won't acknowledge? Perpetual doubt. Yeah, I believe God loves everybody but me. I believe he blesses everybody but me. I believe he'll help in every situation but mine. That, too, is a very much a besetting sin.
And the Lord will help you overcome that. The Lord will help you do better than that. Because God doesn't want you to live that way. He wants you to live by faith. That's the vehicle he has chosen. And if you will operate by faith, you will find a stronger partnership with God. So it's not bizarre. That's not name it and claim it bizarre or anything. That's just like that's what God wants. You can either do it or not. If God came down and said, I want you to have more faith, what would you say?
No.
I've decided not to, God. And you might be saying, well, I want him to come down and say that to me. Guess what? Then it wouldn't be faith. It would be obedience. You need to obey the Lord, of course, but you need to believe the Lord. Don't just believe in God. The devil believes there's a God. You have to believe God. Not just believe in God, but believe God. When we come back, I'm going to talk about our sin being like a Goliath. Isn't that weird? It's like a Goliath. How is that possible? I'll tell you when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Running. Wow, what a roof.
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
Our wonder, Julie, is working wonders, and how what we've decided to do. So while I'm talking to you, it's if you hear the crackling noise, it's super hard to hear and to kind of coordinate and talk and so on and so forth. So she was able to get me through the first two segments. So if I'm talking and then my voice stops and there's an alarm, we recognize that. That would be the alarm for the weather service telling you the stuff that's going on. There are thunderstorms, and there has been a tornado sighting, and there has been different elements. And the bottom line is I want to make sure everybody's safe. So as much as it's cool to listen to the show, and as much as it's cool to, you know, kind of hear what we're doing and so on and so forth, it's much more important for you guys to be safe. Okay? Unless, like I said earlier in the show, you're not saved, and then it's even more important for you to listen, get saved, and then stop listening to the show. Okay? I'm just telling you. That's kind of how it goes. What we've been doing is discussing sin. And typically, a show like that I do is, it's not a variety show. It's kind of like a teaching, interviewee. We do some politics. It's kind of like a little bit all over. Kind of like Johnny Carson mindset. I guess, in a show. Yeah, that's not a good example. I got to think of what's a good example, because it's kind of like, what's a good example? Like Robin Williams does a talk show?
I don't know, but I wanted to do my Ed McMahon laugh.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, we're even holding that one. That is fantastic. I didn't know I had Wonder Julie Ed McMahon. I wonder if it's going to call her Wonder Julie EM. That was excellent. The idea, though, behind all that is, one, we want you to be safe. Two, we want you to enjoy the show and all that stuff. And we want to have it be as good as it can be. But we want you to understand that some of these things that we're talking about, they're really important. Okay? I know that when you turn on that television, just like I do, there are times where you look at the television. This just happened the other night. And my wife and I turned to each other and just looked at each other like, how dumb does a person have to be to think some of the things that are coming out? Like, how dumb do they think that we really are? And the answer is they think we're very dumb, by the way, just in case you're wondering. And it's like you just watch the politics and you're like, okay, again, politics, poly being many, ticks, blood-sucking insects, that's what you got going on most of the time. But what we want to do is, if you're a person that's not into politics or are into politics, kind of doesn't matter. In this context, now I'm not saying it doesn't matter, it's in this context. If it's a disaster, good. Jesus is coming back sooner. I want him to come back. I can't wait for him to come back. I wish he'd come back before I finish the next sentence. On the flip side of that, you can't get so stuck in the minutiae that my team's winning, my team's losing, my team's winning, my team's losing in politics, because your team is the kingdom of God. And God never loses. Okay? Do you understand that? God doesn't lose anything. He's really good at winning. He's a winner. He's much more of a winner than Donald Trump could ever be or any other political party could be. God wins. God doesn't lose. God beats Satan without getting up. He has Michael the archangel do it. Yeah. Michael, take care of that for me. I just can't be bothered. You know what I'm saying? It's like we are on the team that wins. And it's not even based in America. The kingdom of God has been around for thousands of years, even before the manifestation and the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Daniel gave a dream about the kingdom of God. People have known the kingdom of God is a very important element. The kingdom of God is where God is king. He's king in heaven. He's going to be king. He's king on earth, and he manifests his kingdom in different places and at different times. And what's cool is that you're on the winning team no matter what the news says. I don't care what's going on in Russia or in Italy or whatever, in regards to God prevailing. I care about all those things, but they are lower on my scale because God and his kingdom are significantly more important than any political party. And you think, well, Dave, the Republicans are the political party of God. Really want to go down that road? If any party was the political party of God, there'd be no abortion. Period. It's a period. There'd be no subsidy for food, paying people not to grow food.
when we can be sharing with the world. It's not even everything in the kingdom of God is just so spent. You think, well, you know, God's not a socialist. No, he's not. But he's not a capitalist either. He's God. It's a theocratic government not run by people, but by God. That's what we're looking for in heaven, whose city and builder is God and maker is God. Why? Because a pure theocratic government is not one where the religious leaders like Iran tell people what to do. That's not theocratic. That's stupomatic. Okay? That's my new word for the day, stupomatic. You're thinking, well, what's stupomatic, Dave, if that's how they run their thing, stupidly? A true theocratic will be one in Revelation where God is at the center and everything flows in and out from God, and all orders, all governments, all directions, all peoples flow in and out from God based on what God does, says, does, and whatever. It's not the people. It'll be Jesus on the throne. There'll be the various, somebody has left, somebody has right. You got the 24, you know, which whether it's literal or symbolic, I could care. I don't even care. All I care about is that it's all run through Jesus Christ, centered and empowered by the Holy Spirit and centered in God the Father. Got it. That's a theocratic government. Every time they say something else on the news, they're full of it. Just ignore them. Wrong. Just start doing that. Just take your fingers and put them on your nose, right? And then when they say something stupid, go, Or as my mom used to say, give him the Bronx cherry. You know what the Bronx cherry is? You're not familiar with Bronx cherry?
I am not.
Okay, here you go. Ready? That's the Bronx cherry. You think, well, that's rude. That's so what? You don't think Jesus was rude? How about Paul when he said, I wish they'd go all the way and emasculate themselves. Okay, Paul. Feeling grumpy? Everybody goes through that. So that part's okay. Yeah, I'm going to get to sin. Relax. So here's the thing I want you to be aware of. You've got all these things going on around you. You've got, just like my wife and I, we have financial pressures. We have people pressures. We got family pressures. We got all these things that we want to do right. We want to make sure that we're loving and taking care of and honoring one another, doing all these great things. And at the same time, the world is bombarding us with all of these philosophies that are just ridiculous. And where you need to stay centered is in the Word of God, in the truth. And part of the truth in the Word of God is that while you have been delivered from the penalty of sin, you are still being made to look like Jesus glory by glory as he now works out in you practically what he declared about you positionally. And sometimes that sin in our lives looks like Goliath. And you think, well, why? Why would you say that? Because I think the connection is fantastic. Because Goliath looked invincible, and our besetting sin looks invincible. Because our besetting sin in our lives taunts us. Don't lie to anybody else. Here's how it taunts you. You're never getting rid of me. I'm part of you. You, me. You made me. I made you. It's like, what? And there is a recognition of fear of eliminating this for some people to fight it because it would be like the fight of your life. And for other people, it's the fear to get rid of it because they're separating a part of themselves. But the only true response you can have to a Goliath in your life in regards to sin is the response that David gave to Goliath in verse 26. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? There is no sin in your life that is greater than the power of God. None. And every time Satan says, oh, no, you got to stick with this. You got to stick. It's like the sin is like mimicking Satan. But I'll tell you, you got to be aware of that stuff. And you got to go, no. Nobody's going to defy God. And you have to be a person that makes this commit. I'm telling you, right? I know you think I'm kidding. I'm not. I've been a Christian for a long time. I've seen the up and down. I've seen the successful fall. I've seen the servant get raised up. I've seen all that stuff just like you have. You know what? You're going to get rid of that besetting sin? You're going to make a commitment to do it. You think a commitment to losing weight is tough? You think a commitment to eating good is tough? How about the sin that sets you apart that you and God know alone? How about that one? And it's not like you want to do it. Most people who are stuck in a besetting sin are stuck. Well, you don't need to be. And while that sin tries to, I mean, that's why I call it a living entity. So when God said, oh, it's crouching at the door, it desires to have you. It's like it's a hungry thing inside of you that eats away at you. And you got to go, you know what? No, no. I was talking to my wife about this. I think mine's money. Not making money. I made a decision not to go into money when I made my decision to become a Christian, and money has been elusive for 40 years. It's the weirdest thing. It's like I just can't, it's like this bizarre thing. And then I struggle with God taking care of it. I don't think that's abnormal. I think that's honest. I wish we had more honest pastors in the pulpit. I wish we had pastors that get up there and go, I saw this cartoon the other day. I loved it. You know, I wish I'd just say something like that. One of the pastors I loved the most was in Colorado. You know what he did? He came out, big church, like 2,000 people, 2,500 people, whatever. He came out in between the services. He goes, I know what you really want. And everybody's just waiting. He goes, the halftime score is, and he told everybody what the football score was. You know what? He was right. Everybody wanted to know. I just love that honesty stuff. Anyway, the idea is you don't have to succumb to the power of your sin looking like Goliath because you have the power of David inside of you and more. Because the Holy Spirit is in you like the Holy Spirit is in David. And you can take that sin out and down. It doesn't have to own you. I know you think it does, but it doesn't. Because Jesus Christ came to set us free. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541.
or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. A little bit of wet Texas, but okay. Keep an eye out. Make sure you're not driving too close to people behind you. And this is where you really, when you're a tongue speaker, you don't be a tongue speaker when you have other cars go in front of you. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That's the third tongue. Get it? Get it? No cursing. And the people in front of you, don't do that. Take your time. Nothing is worth, just slow it down. Take it to, just drive safe. You'll be fine. Lord be with you. Just give you comfort. I do want to give recognition to Pam. So we talked about John, and we talked about Dr. B, and now we're going to talk about our very own Pamela.
In Napoli, where love is king.
That is so funny. I'm just going to let Wonder Julie keep coming up with whatever sounds she wants on Italian, you know? I'm just saying. That's so good. Pamela Melchiono, here's the bottom line. You want somebody who will help you work with you and do a good job. You don't want somebody who's just going to like, oh, yeah, there's a client. Really, when I'm doing something and I enlist the services of another person, I want them to care. I chose them. And I think that when you get involved with somebody like Pamela, you get that immediately so that there is no fear or no concern. The URL for her, theblessedrealtycompany.com, blessedrealtycompany.com. People are actually, it was John's daughter who asked me, was it blessed or is it blessed? I don't know, you from New Jersey or are you from Detroit? Which one? In Detroit, they say, stick them up. No, I'm kidding. This point is theblessedrealtycompany.com, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Her number, 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. I tell you to put Pamela Melchiono in the Google thing, but you're going to go, how do you spell that? What's she going to say to me? And this is how you spell it. M-E-L-C-H-I-O-N-N-A. Good luck. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com or call her 817-505-5541. Okay? Okay. It's a lot less staticky the way you got it going on. I'm just saying.
Only for you. It's not for everybody else.
Is it pretty static? My wife texted and said it sounded pretty good.
So. Well, you know, it's AM station, so it could depend on where you are on how much static you
have.
Well,
that's a good point. Yeah. That is an excellent point. So if you're hearing it, you're hearing...
But online, you're going to hear it perfectly.
Yeah, see? See, this is why people should have the app, right?
Yes.
Right? Ah, see? We need to do more promotion on the app.
You can just put in 770 KAAM, and it'll come up. Your Google search.
Google should do any of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, so I want to close in on this because I want you to understand why I think this is important. Here's why I think this is important. Because God thinks it's important. That's why you're thinking, well, Dave, do you really care about how I'm doing with sin? Well, not the way God does. God really, really cares. How do I know he really, really cares about this? Because it's throughout his word. It's in my very own fellowship whenever I'm with other believers. And it's in my personal communion with the Lord regarding my own failures.
We're on a mission from God.
That's right. Boy, that was a great line. And I think that what people do is, you know, it's like, look, I'm a grace guy, but I'm not a greasy grace guy. I believe that God grants his grace. But I don't think then the Lord goes, okay, well, now you just do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. No, you don't do that. If you really have a passion to please the Lord, then put it all before the Lord. Don't be one of those people that does that, you know, half in, half out. Don't be Keith Green wrote a song, you know, to be a Christian, it takes more than Sundays and Wednesday nights. Exactly.
That's exactly right. It should be a part of everything that you do. That's when the kingdom is involved in your life. That's when you're involved in the kingdom, I should say, and you're trying to participate. So the reason that I wanted to bring that up on the Goliath thing is because people look at their besetting sin or their sins that really throw them off, and it might be a whole multitude or it might be one. I don't know. But they look at it, and it's just like, ugh. This is just like, it's annoying. How do I get through this? I don't even know if I can overcome it. Well, you not only can you overcome it, but it doesn't matter till you make a decision. And I hate to say that to you that way. You think, oh no, the Holy Spirit will do this. Let me tell you, you can dull out your conscience so long that you're not as responsive to many things. And if you self-justify on your sin, you'll never get rid of it, ever. You understand what I'm saying by that? If you justify your sin, you'll never get rid of it. Don't lie about it. It's like, look, you think, well, then you can't be, a Christian because it says those who are Christians do not practice sin. And it's like there's a big difference between somebody practicing sin willfully in defiance to God and somebody else who's struggling with sin and then gives up. And if I can see the difference, what do you think God's got? You think God understands that there's a difference between that? Come on. So the idea is to make that decision to fight against that which pulls you away from the Lord, or even just pollutes, or even just darkens. You know, if you have this pipe between you and God, and these sins are like dropping mud clots in the pipe, you want to get rid of that. You want as much flow as is possible. It's like, what do they got in our arteries? What is it? It's in like our veins and stuff. There's that stuff that grows inside the veins and cuts the blood flow. That would be like sin cutting the flow between in our lives with God. So Revelation 1, 5, and 6 gives us a great, great core to understand all things. Grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come, from the seven spirits before the throne, and from Jesus Christ. See, there's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. I always find it amazing when somebody who claims to be a Christian goes, I don't think the blood's important. Like, okay, you sit down and you are not allowed to speak ever. We are freed from our sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Guess what? That's a great hymn. And we're freed from the grip and manipulation sin has in our life because of Jesus. He is, I love this, but just you understand how I'm saying it. He is the ultimate weapon. He is it. He is the answer. When I got saved, somebody had asked me, is there like ultimate bad guy? Yeah, ultimate good guy. And was there ever a war between them? Yeah. And what was it that happened? Oh, they used this weapon to defeat the bad guy. It's like, that weapon is Jesus. I was like, I got the gospel. Bing, I get it. Because that's what it is. And God grants us through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the ability to live a life that is not subjected to the whim and the fancy of the sins that have danced in and out of our lives. I know I know people are out there thinking, this is what? Where are we going? Listen. Sin doesn't own you, and you don't owe it. But don't try and label something sin that's not, and don't try and unlabel something that is on both those sides. Just recognize the answer is in Jesus Christ. And here's a really good one. If you're not sure, odds are good it's bad. I'm just saying, if you're not sure, odds are pretty good that you're in trouble. But ask the Lord, is this something I got to get rid of in my life? I got news for you. The Holy Spirit does this awesome job called convicting. It's fantastic. The Holy Spirit comes in and goes, get rid of it. It's like, okay. I know that Well, I don't know what the church would do without, you know, without the preachers. I do. The Holy Spirit does a great job. It's like I understand, but I'm just saying we've got to have a better handle on. There's a difference between a man who's inspired by God and influenced by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit himself, right? That's like gasoline that's watered down or just the gasoline, right? I mean, come on. So here's my commitment to you. If you commit this to the Lord and ask for his help and want to get really free from what you're going through, no matter what it is, he will help you. Just be honest and tell him. And he will respond. I don't care about the formality. Those people that think that are legalistic. Just ask him for help. It's amazing how much God can help somebody who's willing to be helped. That's the big key. No, you're not going to be perfect. That's why we depend on grace. That's why we depend on Jesus. Okay? All right. Well, that'll be it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Can't stand the skill,
can't stand the shame. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.